Networking. In this age of high tech, it's important to remember the high touch part of recruiting, especially when it comes to prospecting. What we're really talking about here is networking. Unfortunately, networking has gotten something of a bad rap because it sounds so trendy and almost superficial. The truth of the matter is, it's a good informal way of doing business. Whether it's in a formal setting, such as association meetings, or in other less formal situations, such as a birthday party or social event, there are clearly many benefits to networking. For example, you could pick up names of some potential leads or actual referrals. You may also receive introductions to some key influencers and decision makers in your recruiting territory. Furthermore, by engaging these people in a relaxed setting, you might find out how to open doors that have been closed to you in the past. A lot of people ask, what kinds of social skills do I need to be good at networking? Ironically, it's not necessarily your social skills that make you a good networker. It's more about the mindset that goes along with productive networking. Right from the start, you have to tell yourself that networking is not a bad thing. It's a positive activity, provided you network in the right places with the right people. Begin by determining which events are worth attending. In other words, does my recruiting mission have something in common with the purpose of this gathering? And are the people I'd like to meet and talk to going to be present? From here, there are four steps to becoming a successful networker. The first is to prepare yourself by exhibiting a healthy self-image. Why is that important? We talk about this all the time. It's crucial. Remember that your self-image dictates your possibilities. How do you see yourself? How have you positioned yourself? Do you look in a mirror and say, I'm a representative of the Air Force Reserve? Or do you say, I'm a career counselor, a testimony of success, a military expert, an advocate, and creative problem solver from the Air Force Reserve? Do you see the difference? If you see yourself as an outgoing, likable, friendly person, rather than an outsider, unfriendly, unlikable person, you're probably going to have pleasurable and successful encounters. How about someone who says to himself or herself, well, I don't feel comfortable meeting new people on my own. I don't enjoy these kinds of social activities. I don't like social interaction with a bunch of strangers. I'm just not good at meeting people, therefore I'm not going to do it. It is a part of recruiting that you will have to learn to approach with a positive attitude. Most personal growth occurs outside of your comfort zone. To improve at networking, begin by identifying the skills you already have that have yielded good networking results in the past. Then use this information to program your self-image for repeatable results. Your self-image must be strong enough to shrug off the occasional negative response so that you can be free of the fear of rejection and feeling that people won't like you. This healthy self-image along with how you position yourself are critical. You have to understand that if you're still completely unwilling to network, you need to use other methods for prospecting. Step 2. You also need to have a genuinely keen interest in other people. People are interested in hearing not about you, but about themselves. I think Dale Carnegie said it best when he said, "You can make more friends in 60 days by asking questions than you ever could by telling them about yourself." So you have to have a keen interest in other people. Now you have to ask yourself, "What is it about people that interests me? What is it that makes them tick? What do they know that I know very little about?" People really are the most interesting creatures on earth. Take 100 people and you'll find 100 different backgrounds, 100 different fascinations, and 100 different idiosyncrasies. Just as an aside, you want to avoid the 3x5 card interrogation approach to working a room. This is when you ask each person the same list of questions as though gathering data for a security clearance. Instead, follow your genuine interests. Ask open-ended questions and let people talk to you about what interests them most, or what's on their mind at that moment. What would be some sample questions that you would like to ask someone in a networking environment? How about finding out about their background? How about things like, what brought you to this party? What most interests you about this group? What are the things you find most exciting about being involved with this type of organization? Start by asking very general questions to find some commonality. 72% of all prospects find unsolicited small talk to be negative. However, this is not a sales situation. This is a networking situation. It's very conversational. What you want to find out are some general things about the person, and the more you can show interest in them, the more you will learn. For example, cocking your head slightly to the right shows interest. That's one of the forms of conversation etiquette. If someone looks at you with a blank stare, it doesn't say anything. To review what we've discussed so far, the first step to becoming a good networker is developing a self-image that says, "Yes, I can do this." Secondly, you have to show a legitimate keen interest in other people, not just in yourself. The third step is going to sound kind of basic. Develop a good memory. You may think you don't have a very good memory, but that too is a self-image issue. Memory can be developed and strengthened by choice. A good networker may have a terrible memory for names and faces, but is very, very good at remembering people's stories, little details about them. You may try taking people's business cards and say, "Let me jot that down so I can get back with you." One way or another, and in a way that's flattering to others, you need to capture information about the people whom you add to your network. That's far more important than saying you can remember the person's name as Sam or Bob or Mary. The fourth step is showing a relaxed personality. You're not going to be effective if you appear to be trying too hard. We've all heard about the person who laughs a bit too loud and too long at every joke, and who has a bone-crushing handshake. Good networking requires a flexible personality. We talk about it all the time with regard to success in recruiting. It's finesse, not power. So to be an effective networker, follow these four steps. 1. A self-image that says, "Yes, I can do this." 2. A strong interest in people. 3. A good memory. 4. A relaxed, flexible personality. Don't be uptight and rigid. Don't take someone else through an interrogation. People like to do business with people in whom they have some trust and some degree of confidence, and with whom they're comfortable. And that's what networking is all about.